From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news versus the headlines. Minister flags off export worth $10.68 billion to Europe. Corona cases increased with the 2020 regional head election direct campaign. Now the news in details. Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto kicked off the dispatch of 25 containers of goods worth 10.68 billion rupiah for export at the Jogja Expo Center GEC on October 16 to 17. As reported by Antara, the goods were shipped to the US and Europe by 8 Yogyakarta companies. The 25 containers were shipped in two stages. According to Agus, this export shows that domestically made products are of high quality and are able to compete in the international market. Besides, it demonstrates the Indonesian products are able to withstand the pandemic and the global economic slowdown. Agus also said that creativity, innovation, and the ability to seize opportunities to meet market tests are the keys to success in penetrating the export market. The Election Supervisory Agency Bawaslu recorded a two-fold increase in violation of health protocols related to COVID-19 as the number of face-to-face campaign increased. Bawaslu member Muhammad Afifuddin said the findings had implications for increasing the number of positive patients infected with COVID-19 as a whole in the 9 provinces organizing the 2020 regional head election or Pilkada. Afifuddin, through an official statement on Saturday, stated that Bawaslu had mapped the increase in COVID-19 infected patients by juxtaposing it with data on the number of campaign activities for a limited meeting. According to him, there are regions that have experienced an increase, some have experienced a decrease in the number of cases. The findings of Bawaslu also showed those violations of health protocols in the second 10 days of the campaign. Namely, on October 6 to 15 were 375 cases. This number increased when compared to the first 10 days of the previous campaign, namely 237 cases. The Minister of Marine Affairs and Fishery encouraged the development of various commodities in the marine and fishery sector that they can become alternative foods, such as noodles that can be made from raw seaweed. The marine and fishery sector still has a lot of potential that can be used as an alternative food. Director General of Strengthening the Competitiveness of Marine and Fisheries Products, Artati Widiarti, in a press release received in Jakarta on Saturday, said that his party opens opportunities for the public or other business actors to implement or develop engineering innovation. Artati ensured that the Director General of Strengthening the Competitiveness of Marine and Fisheries Products team was ready to assist business actors, especially MSMEs, to participate. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Australia coronavirus hotspot of Victoria recorded 2 cases of the illness on Sunday, ahead of the expected state government's announcement later in the day on how it plans to ease the socializing and movement restriction. Australia's federal government has been increasingly putting pressures on Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews to reopen the city and the state. Andrews said that significant announcement should be expected on Sunday, but that the measures will not bow to the pressure. States officials have said they would ease restrictions when the average for new daily cases over a two-week window falls below 5. According to the state modeling, this could come towards the end of October. On Sunday, the 14-day rolling average of cases was 7.5, down from 8.1 the previous day. China reported 13 new cases of coronavirus in the mainland of October 17, at the same day earlier. According to the statement by the National Health Commission, all of the new infections were imported. China reported 34 new asymptomatic patients compared with 11 days earlier. As of Saturday, mainland China had 85,675 confirmed coronavirus cases. The COVID-19 death toll stands at 4,634. New Zealand confirmed a new community case of COVID-19 on Sunday, 2 weeks after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern declared that the South Pacific nation had beat the virus again. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield said the latest case involved a portside worker who returned a positive test on Saturday afternoon. The announcement came a day after Ardern's Labour Party won a landslide election victory, with her government's handling of the pandemic widely credited as a factor. An investigation is underway into the cause of an explosion and large fires at the shopping center in Harrisonburg, Virginia, that injured at least 5 people on Saturday morning. 3 people were taken to hospital after the incident that was reported at about 8:30 a.m. local time, and 2 others were treated on the scene for minor injuries. Although Governor Ralph Northam tweeted that state emergency personnel had been deployed to the area after what he called a gas explosion, Harrisonburg Fire Chief Matt Tobia told reporters that the cause was under investigation. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's Spotlight. Indonesia also asks Britain for vaccine procurement. President Joko Widodo has issued a presidential regulation on vaccine procurement and implementation of vaccination in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. In the presidential decree, the president gave a large portion to the Ministry of Health to be responsible for the COVID-19 vaccination in Indonesia. It has a great authority to carry out vaccination, including working with all parties, both ministers or agencies and the private sector, to ensure the implementation of vaccination. Previously, Indonesia had signed a cooperation agreement with 2 companies from China, Sinovac Biotech and Sinopharm, to meet vaccine needs. To further ensure the availability of vaccine, the Indonesian government also embraced British pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca PLC. The Ministry of Health signed a letter of intent with AstraZeneca for the supply of 100 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. The agreement was reached in a meeting between the Indonesian government delegation, represented by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir, and the Indonesian Minister of Health team, with AstraZeneca's leadership in London last Wednesday. The first delivery of the vaccine is expected to meet in the first semester of 2021 and will be made gradually. Using a non-replicating viral factor design, the vaccine made by AstraZeneca is one of the COVID-19 vaccine candidates which the World Health Organization has recorded as having entered phase 3 clinical trials. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, in the meeting, the Indonesian delegation emphasized the importance of the safety and efficacy factors of vaccine. These factors will be an important part of Indonesia's vaccine collaboration with AstraZeneca, including sharing information of the result of clinical trials, phase 1 and 2. According to Retno Marsudi, AstraZeneca is ready to build long-term cooperation, including collaboration with Indonesia. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. We start from an event on October 18, 1921, where the Crimean Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic founded. The Crimean Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic is an autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic in the Russian Soviet Federative Socialist Republic on the Crimean Peninsula. The republic was founded on October 18, 1921. The Crimean Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic was re-established on February 12, 1991 by the Supreme Soviet of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic after a referendum was held on January 20, 1991. The republic was later called the Crimean Autonomous Republic, which is part of the independent Ukrainian state since May 6, 1992. Let's move on to October 18, 1963, where Félicité becomes the first cat to fly into space. Félicité is a cat who was sent into space and returned to Earth safely. On October 18, 1963, at 08:09 a.m. local time on the French research rocket Véronique AGI-47, Félicité, a black and white tabby found on the street of Paris, was sent into space. She became the first cat ever sent into space by any country. I learned today in history on October 18, 1967, where the Venera 4 lands on Venus. The Soviet Union's Venera 4 spacecraft successfully landed on Venus after nearly 4 months of traveling. This makes Venera 4 the first aircraft from Earth to ever land on another planet. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kosmawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masker を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう. 私のマスクはあなたを守る. あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播. 我的口罩保护你。 你的口罩保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Gan Wee Ting in Malaysia. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency 3325 kHz on October 10th, 2020 with SINPO 45344. Hello, Mr. Gan Wee Ting. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast. I really appreciate your attention and reception report of our broadcast. For the reply, I have forwarded your email to Japanese section. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Ku mencintainya tapi tak dicintai. Gerak tubuhnya seolah berkata tak cinta padaku dan tak suka padaku.
ku sakit hati dan mulai ku merasa cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku dekatimu lagi, ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi, ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Tananu, tananu, tananu. Gerak tubuhnya seolah berkata tak cinta padaku dan tak suka padaku. Aku pun mulai berpikir ku sakit hati dan mulai ku merasa cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku dekatimu lagi, ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi, ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku dekatimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi, ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today. Donald Ministry of Youth and Sport targets pencaksilat to enter the 2024 Paris Olympics exhibition. The Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Amali, is targeting that pencaksilat can become one of the sports that will be included in the exhibition at the 2024 Paris Olympics. Minister Zainuddin Amali told a virtual media meeting on Monday that various steps had been taken to realize this ambition. To make this happen, the minister said he had communicated with Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi so that Indonesian representative abroad would help campaigning for pencaksilat to various countries. He also asked the Indonesian Olympic Committee to quickly approach the National Olympic Committee of various countries to introduce the sport branch. Apart from that, he also had quite often entrusted the promotion of this native traditional sport of the country to Indonesian ambassador in several countries, such as the Indonesian ambassador to Bosnia and Herzegovina and also Tunisia. From these efforts, several countries have expressed their interest in pencaksilat and even wish to bring in a pencaksilat trainer from Indonesia. This is a positive signal indicating that pencaksilat has begun to be recognized in various countries. To further strengthen the popularity of pencaksilat and its wider promotion, the Ministry of Youth and Sport and the Indonesian Pencaksilat Association will create a tutorial video for pencaksilat training. The tutorial video is intended for a number of countries who have expressed their interest in learning the Indonesian original materials or martial arts. Not only for the Olympics promo in Tunisia, for instance, the police or the armed forces have asked to be trained in the martial arts. The promotion efforts were made not without reason. If the original Indonesian martial arts sports succeed in entering the 2024 Paris Olympics exhibition, then pencaksilat will be increasingly taken into account and the opportunity to be recognized as an official branch of the Olympics will be more opened. In the long term, it is hoped that pencaksilat will become the official branch and could be contested in the Olympics if Indonesia qualifies to host the 2032 Olympics. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Jack Philip Young. Hello, Mr. Jack Philip Young. I'm really glad that you have received our QSL card, which was sent by our management. So please keep listening to our broadcast every day. I'm waiting your criticism and suggestion on our broadcast. Thank you. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Here was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce Gili Kondo, which is located in Lombok. Lombok Island is famous for its exotic and enchanting natural beauty. It is surrounded by several enchanting small islands, like three famous ones, namely Gili Trawangan, Gili Meno, and Gili Air. There are several others that are no less beautiful. Today I'd like to take you to one of them, called Gili Kondo, which is one of the east part of Lombok Island. Gili Kondo is located in the east of Lombok Island and is included in the Sambelia sub-district, East Lombok. Gili Kondo is a small, uninhabited island. There are only several privately run inns for staying tourists. Gili Kondo is also a place for conservation of coral reef maintenance. The coral reefs around Gili Kondo are very beautiful. The water on the edge of the beach is crystal clear. Here you can do snorkeling and watch pretty coral reefs, colorful fish, blue and red starfish, and sea urchins. There are also dozens of the so-called black Nemo fish, which are a type of clownfish with a dark hues. Besides that, the wide stretch of white sand, the blue sea, which has color gradations due to the different depths and bright skies, plus clumping clouds, all add to the beauty of this small island. For those of you who want to spend some time here, there are several exotic rented wooden houses, which in Lombok are called berugaks. In addition, there is also a camping area on the beach. The best time to travel to Gili Kondo is in the dry season or mid-year. At that time, the water at Gili Kondo is not too deep nor bumpy. At low tide, you can even walk across to Gili Bidara Island, which is only about 500 meters from the east coast of Gili Kondo. You can reach Gili Kondo in 2 hours from Mataram City. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Now we will reply an email from another our listener, Mustafa Arouche in Algeria. In his email, Mr. Mustafa Arouche asked to send him some publications and memorials related to our radio. Hello, Mr. Mustafa. Thank you very much for attention on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to our management. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Bilakah dia tahu apa yang telah terjadi Semenjak hari itu hati ini miliknya.
Kalau dia jatuh hati
seperti apa yang ku rasa,
mungkinkah dia jatuh cinta
seperti apa yang ku damba. Bilakah dia mengerti apa yang telah terjadi.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Miscellany. This edition is about the Boyolali Tebar Apem tradition as an intangible cultural heritage. Government's efforts to preserve cultures in Indonesia is to designate it as an intangible cultural heritage. Recently, the Ministry of Education and Culture established one of the traditions from Boyolali District, Central Java, as another intangible cultural heritage. It is a tradition of throwing out apem keong mas cakes in Banyu Dono District, Boyolali Regency, which is held every Sapar month according to the Javanese calendar. Culture Division of the Boyolali Regency Education and Culture Office, Budi Prasetyo Ningsih, on Tuesday said that the decision to designate it as an intangible cultural heritage was announced at an online meeting of the Minister of Education and Culture in Jakarta on Friday, October 10, 2020. According to Budi Prasetyo Ningsih, this was based on several criteria, namely the activities characteristic of an area routinely carried out every year or period and provide benefits to the surrounding community. The tradition of throwing out apem keong mas cakes has met all the criteria, It is held routinely in Banyu Dono, Boyolali every year and provides benefits to the community. People can enjoy the delicious cake for free during the event, while believing it can bring good luck and prosperity. The tradition of throwing out apam keongmas cakes itself originated from a ceremony held by villagers to overcome the outbreak of snail disease in rice plants. This tradition is then preserved and carried out every year, starting with a procession of the two gunungan or mountain of apam cakes, followed by a joint prayer in the Umbul Pangging spring area, and then the distribution of the apam cakes by means of throwing them out to the attendees. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Selalu ada dirimu dalam kelemahan.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present you with a song by Raisa. Raisa and the song composer Andi Rianto released a new single entitled Bahasa Kalbu on August 28. The single remake of a song that was previously popularized by one of the divas in Indonesia, Titi DJ, was released digitally through Raisa's YouTube channel. Raisa and Andi Rianto hope that the new arrangement of this song gives a more luxurious, intimate, and powerful impression. Through the song Bahasa Kalbu, with the main nuanced arrangement of the orchestra, Raisa's listeners and fans can enjoy Raisa's figure that is different from usual. Previously, the majority of Raisa were known for her pop music arrangements with a full band format filled with guitar, keyboard, drum, and bass as the basic foundation of her music. Well, listener, here is Bahasa Kalbu by Raisa and Andi Rianto.
Tak tadi benakku. You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Kau tak tahu betapa basahi tanah hati, tapi kau lihat sendiri luka.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.